Hello, everyone. I do hope you're all having a wonderful week and are faring well. I am not sure if I'm going to be able to record this post or not. I had a really bad seizure earlier, and as a consequence, I'm still not able to put words together properly at times. But I'm going to give this a try anyway. Now, I have to warn you that this boo is unfortunately going to consist of some venting. I do try not to subject you folks to rantings and ravings very often here on Audio Boom, and if you'd rather not listen, I certainly wouldn't blame you. You're more than welcome to skip this if you're so inclined. There's never any obligation to listen to me in the first place. But an incident occurred earlier that has me feeling rather upset, to be honest, and I thought that perhaps talking about it might make me feel better. Actually, the incident involves the seizure that I had. So, as I've mentioned before, there are a few things about this flat that I've moved into that I don't like, including the ridiculously tiny kitchen and the smaller layout. Also, I've lately had problems with my heating and my hot water, which has made me dislike the place even more. but the maintenance staff are aware of my heating issue. In fact, a lovely gentleman who works for the maintenance department came on Friday and told me he could tell from looking at the main panel that my breaker in my heaters was tripping. And he said he was really sorry about that, but that after the new heating system had been installed, there were a few problems with a couple of the units, and mine just happened to be one of them. So the maintenance staff are aware of what's going on in that regard. And as to the hot water situation, what happens is that from time to time, my water is not very hot at all. In fact, on Saturday, for about 3 or 4 hours, it was barely even warm. But we have an inspection tomorrow in which the staff are going to come around and take a look at all the apartments. And so I will mention the hot water problem to them when I see them and see what they have to say. So there are some really good things about living in this building, including the regular inspections. They actually make me feel a lot better. Because in the previous place where I lived, the apartment was bigger, yes, but it wasn't a basement. It was rather damp and mildewy, and frankly, the landlord couldn't have cared less if something went wrong, unless it was incredibly serious. So it actually makes me feel better to know that there are regular inspections in this building. Another thing that I really like about living in this particular building is that there's a tradition, which has been going on here for some time now, that I think is just lovely. Every Wednesday afternoon, we have afternoon tea in the common room. So anyone who is able to come is more than welcome to attend. The tea time is run by a wonderful woman who used to be a social worker. She's now retired, and she does a lot of volunteer work, including facilitating our afternoon tea. So it's just a chance for like-minded people to get together and enjoy each other's company and engage in some interesting conversation. The lady who runs this afternoon tea used to, apparently, bring sweets and, you know, biscuits and cakes and that kind of thing. But a lot of the people who come to tea are trying to lose weight, and their sweets were just too tempting, so she finally stopped bringing them. And now she just brings her lovely self, which, as far as I'm concerned, is perfectly sufficient. Anyhow, afternoon tea is something that I really look forward to, because it gives me a chance to get together with some people and spend time in good company. So today, I thought, I was really tired, actually, before tea started, and I almost didn't go. I hadn't slept well the night before and was frankly feeling rather depressed for a few reasons that I won't go into. And I almost decided to stay home. And then I thought, no, this will be good for me. I'm going to go. And I did enjoy myself for the first little while. But then I got some warning signs that I was going to have a seizure. People's voices got distant. It was like a radio signal fading in and out. I'd hear them, and then their voices would get distant, and then they'd come back, and then they'd get distant again. And I wasn't able to express myself very cohesively when people were talking to me, so I thought, oh no, I think this means I'm going to have a seizure very shortly. But I didn't want to say anything because, A, I didn't want to needlessly alarm people, and B, well, I try not to think about these things because I don't want to somehow end up creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. My parents have got me trained to feel that way, and it's actually how my parents have got me trained to think that has me feeling so upset at the moment. But I'll go into that in a minute. So I didn't say anything about the possibility that I might have a seizure because I thought, well, it might not even happen and I don't want to alarm people, especially because the only person who was there who had ever even seen me have a seizure was my friend Tracy. And I thought, well, people might not realize that I don't actually have grand mal seizures. I don't convulse. The symptoms I do experience are pretty crappy, as you'll hear momentarily, but like nobody has to worry about me being in physical danger as long as I stay in one place. So I didn't say anything. But wouldn't you know it, a couple minutes later, the seizure came on and I was not able to speak at all. Somebody asked me something and all I could do was go wah, 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 wah. Over and over again. Luckily, my friend Tracy was there, and she knew what was going on. She'd seen me have a seizure a couple times before, and she said, "Are you having a seizure?" And I was finally able to say, yes, I was. But every time somebody would ask me something, or say, "Are you going to be okay?" or "Is there anything we can do?" I couldn't get words to come out my mouth. Or if I did, they came out very slowly and not coherently. I couldn't formulate proper sentences. It was like there was something blocking me from being able to speak. Now, this, I should be used to this, I guess, after 6 years of having had these seizures. But it still scares me when I can't talk and I can't explain to people what's going on and I can't tell them, you know, don't worry, I'll be okay eventually. I just have to sit through this. You know, when I can't actually be lucid enough to explain myself and when all I can do is repeat the same syllables over and over again or just get one word to come out. It scares me. So I started to cry. And I'm not sure I can talk about this without crying because it still upsets me. Then, because I was crying, even though one would think I'd be used to this by now, I felt really stupid, and I kept thinking of what my parents would say if they were there. My father would say, "Oh, why are you crying? It's just a seizure. You know what they're like. You should be used to it by now." My mother would tell me that I was right not to say anything in the beginning, and that I shouldn't say anything unless I absolutely had to, because people shouldn't know unless they have to. So it's bad enough that I have these seizures at all, and it's bad enough that none of my doctors really